think it's fascinating that I do something funny and you feel so threatened about it that you got to question it and peel back the curtain so much that we don't even do it anymore.
What do you mean?
Gordon, you ruined it for everybody once again.
How did I ruin it?
By what I just said.
Get ready, Dallas, as Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM The Ticket presents the Musers Fight of the Week.
Mocking dead people.
It was humor. It wasn't serious
humor.
Sports opinion. Yeah,
no.
It was humor.
Okay, I get it. I want your job where I can play both sides of it, where I can do the fake Wade and do more to demean him than anybody in this town, and then on the other side do more to praise him. I want that job.
Really?
Every day you come into studio, you make something personal.
I'm like, what?
I think that is...
Gordon, please, don't play Little Red Riding Hood with me.
What does that mean?
I don't want to hear it.
What does that mean?
I don't want to hear that you're an innocent little girl with a basket heading through the woods from grandmother's house. I don't want to hear it.
The interim program director, Craig Miller, should take care of it then.
We're telling... We're telling our listeners to bear with us this morning.
We're done, okay? It's over.
Yes, an emergency edition of Musers Fight of the Week. Brought to you by Jason Garrett not being here. So many P1s, and the hardline is in here now, ready for some Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Look at these guys.
Although they look very confused. Turn on your mic.
What happened?
You know I don't do that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Was there a Musers Fight?
There was a Musers Fight. All right. Before we do, before we do birthdays, Mino, I was alerted to this. It happened 5:30 in the a.m. yesterday morning.
Wow, that's right off the top.
That's right. Apparently, Junior, there was tension in the studio. Let's listen.
Good morning. It's 5:35 here on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket. You've got the Musers on Monday morning, August 6th. We are back from Cowboys training camp in California, back at the mothership in Dallas. And on the program today, we'll talk about the Cowboys coming up at 6 o'clock. They had a scrimmage yesterday. We did miss the traditional Cowboys scrimmage at training camp, but things popped up from that scrimmage that we'll get to. And, of course, it was Hall of Fame weekend in Canton, Ohio, in the NFL, and it was a very interesting, highly decorated class that we will get into coming up around... What's that music? What is that music?
Vampire Weekend.
I guess my next question is, why is it playing?
Okay. Pulling it down. It was okay. Bed music. Usually play the bed music.
I usually play the bed that long?
Usually about a minute.
Let's cut that back a little bit. All right. Everybody awake today?
Oh, my! Man.
It's Vampire Weekend.
Would it have mattered if he would have said it's the Rolling Stones or
he just was, said it's I guess music. My next question is, why is it playing?
He was not happy to be back in Texas.
Vampire Weekend.
Very energetic defense.
Poor little Troy or Trey.
Mr. Miller.
I just been in bed. Just music bed.
Just I like vampires.
Pulling it down. Her music usually play the bed music.
I usually play the bed that long.
It's usually about a minute.
White noise behind you.
Let's cut that back a little bit. What's that music?
All right, let's go ahead and do this now, Mino. Let's slide into the other thing.
What's that music?
Oh, no open? All right.
So no open?
So we're not going to do
again,
an opener?
Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Why Today Doesn't
it's
Suck.
Computer.
Let's cut that back.
Computer's on the radio with y'all. All right, peace.
All right, high five.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
It's that music.
By the way, my computer is confirmed to fill in for me from here to forth for all my vacation.
Boy, that's great.
Vampire Weekend.
Yeah, did you lock him in?
Yeah, we locked him up.
I guess my next question is, why is it playing?
Are you on board with that, Mike?
I fired him, Bill.
If I thought he were serious, I'd be making a far bigger deal out of it, but I know he's not.
Could you do, like, 6 days with computer?
I can't do 6 minutes with him.
How about Trey?
Yeah, give me Trey.
All right.
Vampire Weekend.
What should we play out of the break, Trey?
Vampire Weekend.
That's all. He loves it, man.
Just not that song.
Pulling It Down.
Bad music. Usually play the bad music.
I usually play the bad that long.
Is that not usually normally the song they play? I thought they played the theme song.
Let's cut that back a little bit.
All right. Now,
no theme until like six.
What is that music?
We played that because you will not hear that on the emergency break of the week. That will be scrubbed.
Wiped
and
clean.
Probably erased from ticket history because that's how the musers do it.
What is that music?
Now, if the hard line
don't worry.
Slips up over a word or norm.
I
you
have
know.
Every muser's fight on a hard drive.
Oh, that right
You don't
there.
Have a hard drive.
He's got them in the cloud.
Oh, yeah?
He just stumbled, Mike. That's
I found
the emergency break of the week.
Manna, yonder, Louisiana, da-dum-da-da-mamma, flap-a-mamma-jamma.
Vampire
I have them all on a hard drive.
I found Nick's reply to Nui that really set this thing on fire, which was, I'm not watching Arsenal game. I go to lake. And then I think Nui said to him, don't drown. And he said, thank, I wear life jacket.
Thank.
And then you got blocked?
You can't get old.
Yeah, it was a blocking spree that day.
All right.
By who? You or somebody else?
No, I'm
Nui blocked.
I didn't have a blocking spree.
Before Nui blocked you, Mike, he blocked Bob.
I don't think he blocks me.
Nah, nobody blocks Mike. Here's Mino.
I hear
Thanks,
me.
Bob. Here's Dan.
Diabetes.
Thanks, Mino. Hardline in studio. Mike Reiner and Corby Davidson.
What's that music?
Mike, Corby.
Both Snake and Ryan.
Have you blocked anyone, Reiner. Corby? I would guess Corby. No. You've never blocked anyone.
I blocked one guy a while back, but I don't know why.
Vampire Weekend.
Thanks, Corby.
Did you block Vampire Weekend?
Block him on Twitter or Facebook? Is that what we're talking about?
Can you block someone on Facebook?
Yeah, I think you can.
Hell, I don't know.
You sure know a lot about that, Mike.
Mm. What is that music?
A suspicious
what about
amount.
Vampire Weekend.
About it.
Vampire Weekend.
Well, today, Mike, is Tuesday, August 7th. You remember last week when I said I would see you today?
Here yeah, I do. And here we are.
It's the 219th day of the year. There are 146 days left in 2018. Apparently, this is the day in 1882 that the famous feud between the Hatfields of West Virginia and the McCoys of Kentucky...
Oh, you're going to talk about the famous feud between the Musers.
...erupted into full-scale violence.
What's that music?
How did this ever escape Kentucky and West Virginia? Like, why was this a big deal nationally and it became a folklore?
Because it was the only thing that came out of those states.
And you feel so Think about threatened it. By it.
What?
We don't even do it anymore.
There is a Musers fight, Jake, that I would like you to try to find if it's not on Mike's hard drive.
Okay.
I promise you it is.
During camp, we got to talking about all the Muser fights that we've loved and documented.
And hid.
And someone was talking about the Gordo versus Norm Johnny Oates fight.
What?
That there's a
that was
Gordo,
a long time ago.
Boy, it was.
Gordo v. Norm, and it was about Johnny Oates.
I don't remember
no
that.
Play
you?
Yeah. Innocent with
what was it about?
I'm going to bet Johnny Oates. But
I know, but like, was it when he died? Did he make fun of him?
Vampire
I think
Weekend.
It was something like that.
I think Trey's right.
I don't know exactly what it was about, but I was thinking of contacting the Unticket or somebody who might be able to help with this.
It was when he died or when the news that he had cancer came out,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Norm was just laughing about it. And,
well, it had something to do with it.
Norm was not laughing about
with
it.
With possibly
was.
Johnny Oates
that
wasn't
joke, Frito.
The best, you know, always the nicest person, like, and he wasn't, like, to
no,
reporters and whatnot.
No, and he wasn't to Gordo at all. Remember, he... What, didn't Gordo
so I think Norm was
walk over there with a microphone one time and Johnny yelled at him?
It had something to do with Norm talking about how salt of the earth
I'm sure Gordo
Johnny Oates was. And Gordo
okay, that's it. It wasn't cancer really.
Kind of, probably bringing up, hey, he might not have been that great.
Question.
Mr. Oates, please.
Sir. Mr. Oates, please. Might
what
I
does
ask
that music?
You a question?
I guess my next question is, why is it playing?
That's some of the most, that's probably the highest level of tension there's ever been at this station at 5:30 a.m.
Yeah. Good agree.
I don't know, man. I hear on those Saturday mornings, things get tense.
With who?
Wrap up your ticker.
Well, I know on the prior to the Bob Hood hunting and fishing show.
Pulling it down. It
was okay.
Usually play the bed music.
I usually play the bed that long.
Usually about a minute.
On this day in 2007.
Let's cut that back a little bit.
Barry Bonds hit home run number 756 to break Hank Aaron's storied record. With one out in the fifth inning of a game against the Washington Nationals. Our intern was pitching that game, Bob.
What year?
2007.
We watched that at
he
the...
He used his big inflated head instead of a bat.
At the hotel in San Antonio as we were stricken there for Cowboy Camp.
God, how many years was that?
Five.
Do you remember the great Mike Bassick?
In between?
Do you feel Mike Bassick served that?
5 years?
We did this a couple days ago.
So how many years did we spend in California before we had to go back to San Antonio?
California was 04, 05, 06. Then back to San Antonio, 7, 8, 9. Split in 10. 11 was the year they were still in the lockout. And that was like the fifth year of the five-year deal. They split in 2010 because I think Promise Keepers had the Alamo Dome for part of camp or something.
Thank God for Promise Keepers. What do they do?
It was split between what, San Antonio and...
Oxnard. They did both.
California. Hang on.
And, we've been full Oxnard since 2012.
Long may we stay.
Lives matter.
Amen.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
I'm going to start saying that after things that you say that I really agree with.
Oh, okay.
Good idea.
All right.
Dildo.
That's going to be my dildo. New bit.
Dildo, dildo.
No, no,
the first time
no,
I saw that, dildo. I knew you would be very quick to embrace it. So I support you in this.
So you dilly-dilly, my dilly-dilly.
I dilly-dilly, you're dilly-dilly.
Dilly-dilly.
Brandon writes, saw dudes.
We thought like it was going to be hard to get Norm on board, though, with that.
Like to wish my P1 day one dad, Chuck.
Oh.
A.K.A. Malibu Charlie, happy birthday.
Haven't seen my baseball?
Since he's my dad, I hope he was not woken up in that special way.
Thanks, Chuck. Do you think
way to C-block your dad.
Do you think they fired Garrett today and they just haven't told anybody yet?
It'd be weird.
I don't know. Garrett was trending on Twitter last night.
What if they got mad at him for going to the concert with Mike?
Or they just didn't like the look of the team at the scrimmage. Wanted a fresh look, fresh set of eyes. Last straw.
No. I think they're more likely to get pissed about him taking time away from football to go to a rock show.
What if they hired Dez as player coach?
It'd be the greatest thing ever.
This team better be sharp for the scrimmage or you're done.
And then Sarah says...
Then he immediately hires Gil Brandt as his first lieutenant.
One... No time
is a good time.
Anyway, Sarah wants a shout out for her husband, Chris Gomez. He told me if I did this, I had to send in a pic.
And?
She did. And then she sent a follow-up email that said, sorry, apparently I need to show more boobs.
Uh-huh.
He was woken up in that special way. Can we hork?
Oh, hey there.
She wants to hear a Corby brag, and then she sent a couple of pictures. So, yeah. Happy birthday
everyone
to me.
Is alive.
We got this like side yard area.
I was a young and sexually active teenager.
I had never tasted cognac before. I could afford a $4 beer. I mean, I'm an IPA guy at heart anyway.
That hard.
My parents, when I was 15, bought me one of those radios that you could put in the shower.
Happy birthday to me, Tier 5 intern Darian McBrayer.
One of the most active mid-80s males.
This is the subs guy.
Would like to hear training camp horn.
Not bad. Not bad.
See any subs or take any subs?
Not the party sub guy?
Different guy.
Okay.
My 32nd birthday is today, P1 Corby, or excuse me, Corey.
Corey?
My leaders are Engineer Dwayne, Norm's Oxnard Fingernails, and Corby's Side Yard.
Well, these are all, those are fine.
Those are very obtuse leaders.
Three fine leaders you've selected.
Corby's Side Yard is
P1 Mike Covert.
Whoa.
That's his birthday from David
doing
Clay.
The that's a handsome woman.
P1 Kevin Schreiber is 52.
The haka.
Certainly his.
Stomping back and forth.
My leaders are Dandelion Four Guy, I'd like a joke of the day, or whatever's on Line Four Guy's mind. Divorced, middle-aged, and single is great. All right.
All right. What do you call a virgin? What do you call a virgin on a raft?
I don't know. What do you call a virgin on a raft?
A cherry float.
God bless it.
Thanks. Just
Vampire Weekend.
This is right up your alley as well, Mike. That's a very handsome woman as well.
Elsewhere indeed. In sports
we're
birthdays.
We're 3 for 3 today, Corby.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Sports birthdays, I give you Dom Capers, DeMar DeRozan, Ernie Johnson, Alan Page, Edgar Renteria, Mike Trout.
Who did the Rangers in single-handedly.
Boy, Lee Corso.
It's Trouty's birthday, guys.
Lap Trout.
And Kyler Murray.
Whoa. Better not celebrate, big boy.
All with sports birthdays today. With non-sports birthdays, I will
Kiffin
give you...
coming to town in 3 weeks.
B.J. Thomas, Harold Perrineau, and Michael Shannon.
The great
crazy
Michael
guy.
Shannon.
And now...
who I hear is just as weird as all of his characters, which makes me love him more.
Here's Not Paola with Mike.
Not Plug-o-lo. He put his hands in his armpits and then he would sniff them.
Molly.
Oh.
Happy birthday today to Jamie Willingham and to Bob Johnson.
Fake name.
Generic, back to you,
Dan. Generic.
Bleak. And Bill Smith is having a birthday.
That's right.
Now spares.
Add to Mike Williams.
Go, my buddy, go!
Sure, everybody knows I'm hanging around Denton a little bit.
Pulling it down.
Okay.
Bed music, usually play the bed music.
I usually play the bed that long.
Usually about a minute.
Let's cut that back a little bit.
Wow. Right. Beanie Wells is 30.
Buckeye. Didn't live up to it there, Bob.
Well, I hope he's happy.
I do too.
Shane Leckler, 42.
Hunter,
the Mavs.
Steve, not Jack Kemp, is 64.
Steve!
I believe Dan trolling me here with leaving Sidney Crosby for me, who's 31 today.
Ooh, I just missed that one, sorry.
He's really not the kid anymore, Bob.
Why would I troll you with that? Like, man,
Sid the Squid.
Love to make fun of him.
I don't know, you...
like he's Myrrh.
You got Kyler Murray out there, but
all
not
right,
Sidney Crosby.
Well, a mistake. I didn't even think we were doing this. I thought we would have
it's a local thing,
Garrett.
Bob. It's a big
Jalen
local
Hurts
thing.
Is 20.
That's
his mom's
it?
Hot.
Don't even do it anymore.
He'll be transferred
and
by
look
mid-season.
At this. Look at this, Mike. Keith Cash is 49 today.
Well, what about Kerry?
I was...
Cash.
Please don't spoil.
Oh.
Blew it.
You ruined it again.
Mike, Kerry Cash is 49 today.
Every year.
And at 70 years of age, our feature spare of the day, Downtown Fred Brown.
Boy, that was a score.
What was the Georgetown guy's name that screwed things up? Was it Fred Brown, too?
Yeah.
Vampire Weekend.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I think that was Charles McGill.
By the way, how was Saul last night, L4G?
Oh, it was excellent, man.
Right. Just stop. Just.
Dill?
Too far.
You might get cut off.
Walter back.
Dill. Born on this day, now dead, Carl Switzer, Mike. Who was that?
Barry's brother.
That's Spanky. It's a...
Alfalfa.
Shut up, Ty.
Bob, when did he die?
1959.
How old was he?
31.
Was this...
died in a shooting.
Oh, no.
Out on the streets.
I never knew that.
BB gun.
Right now.
He was keeping it real.
Kept that reunion from ever happening.
Buckwheat stabbed
him. Yeah, his Winchester rifle backfired.
Yeah, Buckwheat popped the cap in his ass.
Bad show, man. Bad show.
Is it?
Now you say.
Well, at least it was PC.
You're right. It's terrible.
In its day.
It was a love triangle with Darla.
Didn't you once play audio from that?
Sure.
Like, it was, is
what,
it racist?
Little rascal? I guess my next question is, why is it playing?
Dead on This Day, Still Dead. I will give you Don Baylor, Peter Jennings.
Ooh.
Cut it.
And Oliver Hardy.
Bob. Is that the fat one?
Yes.
He
five.
Was the fat one.
Four.
Had a Hitler
three,
mustache.
Two,
yeah, how'd you get away with that?
Gone. I think Hitler had a Oliver Hardy mustache.
How'd Hitler get away with that?
Yeah, Oliver Hardy had it first.
Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM.
Hitler was a big fan.
Broadcasting live.